We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avenue Craig speaking. We trust you'll stay with us, for we're trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a real blessing to you. We're opening our radio service with the trio singing for us, He Changed My Life.
When my soul was black with sin, and I had no peace within, Jesus came and changed my life. Now I have abiding peace that doth ever increase, for the Savior changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about His love and my sweet home in heaven above, all because He changed my life. As I lived in my own way, never did I stop to pray, but He came and changed my life. Oh, what love He had for me when He died on the tree. By His power He changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about His love and my sweet home in heaven above, all because He changed my life. Love and joy and peace divine fill this longing heart of mine when He came and changed my life. Now I know I'll live again with the Christ there to reign, for by grace He changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about His love and my sweet home in heaven above, all because He changed my life. All because He changed my life.
The Apostle Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We are thankful for the gift of Thy dear Son and for the gift of life through Him. Now we pray as our broadcast service goes forth, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to everyone in our congregation For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this point in our broadcast, I'd like to share with you the words of a hymn that the late D.S. Warner wrote, and it's entitled, In the Light of God. Along a dark and gloomy path, I grope beneath the shades of death. No hope beyond my dying breath, till light from the Savior came. My darkness now is passed away. In Jesus all is perfect day. And peace and comfort ever stay, since Christ is my perfect light. O Jesus, to my heart so sweet, thy words a light unto my feet. How holy, happy, and complete I walk in the precious light. All glory to my Savior's name, to do thy will, my highest aim. Thy favors more than earthly fame, thy smile is my constant light. In the light of God, now my soul is singing, all is light and bright. In the light of God, I'm now in the light of God.
Without him I could do nothing. Without him I surely fail. Without him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, without him how lost I would be. Without him I would be dying. Without him I'd be enslaved. God, I'm saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, without him how lost I would be.
Scientists and others tell us that without the sunlight, we would not be able to have life on this earth. I want to speak about another kind of light on the broadcast today. There'll be no life without the sunlight that I want to speak about. We read in John chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Without this light, the world would be filled with darkness. In St. John chapter 12 and verse 35, we are told, "He that walks in darkness does not know where he is going." We are also told in the Word of God in 1 John chapter 3, or 1 rather, and verses 3 through 7, that we are to have the light of life through him. Let me read this passage of Scripture, 1 John chapter 3, beginning with verse 3, chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Now in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5 and verse 20, we read, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, but they put bitter before sweet and sweet before bitter." So we are to walk in the light if we want to have fellowship with God. If we want to have life, we must walk with the Lord and walk in the light. The Son of Light is the only source of life. Without him, you can have no life. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So we are told, and that is our text for today's message in John 8 and 12. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." John 17 and 3. "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. Peter said in regard to Jesus, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be or can be saved." Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. "And there is no other religion in the world that has a Savior than the pure religion that James told us about in James 1:26. And he said there that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." So this true light is Christianity, and Christianity is the true light. And remember, just as the earth could not have temporal or physical life, so no one can have spiritual life without this sunlight that I'm talking about, the Son of God. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So we read in Psalm 119, verse 105. Let us look at what the Son of Light said of himself or about himself, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John chapter 9 and verse 5. When Jesus was passing through Samaria, you remember the story how that he was there at the well and a woman came to draw water and he struck up a conversation with her. And as they talked, Jesus told her about the living water. And she mentioned the fact that the Messiah would come. And while he was talking to her, he said, I am he that speaketh unto thee. So Jesus Christ told the woman there at the well in Samaria that he was the Christ. She was one of the very few that Jesus told that to. And so she accepted what he had to say. And she went in the village or in town and told the people to come out and to hear him that spoke unto her and told her all that she ever did. And she said, is not this the Christ? And so many went out and listened to Jesus, and they told her later that they were convinced that he was the Christ, not because of what she had said, but because of what they had heard him speak. So Jesus told them about the life that could be had through him. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. So we read in John chapter 6 and verse 35. I am the door of the sheep. So he said in John 10 and 7. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John 10 and 9. Jesus also said there in the 10th chapter of John that if anyone try to climb up some other way, he is a thief or a robber, and he certainly is not going to come to through the door, Christ, and he will not be saved. And Jesus also said, as recorded in 8 and 23, I am from above, you are of this world, and I am not of this world. So Jesus came from heaven to be the light of the world and to be the Savior of mankind. And as Peter said, there's only one name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved. Jesus also said, we're talking about things that Jesus said about himself. Jesus also said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 8:25. Well, Jesus was talking about spiritual resurrection. That's what Paul was talking about in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 when he said, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. So Jesus here is speaking about being resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. So the only way that a sinner can be saved from his sins, be resurrected from the dead state of sin, is by receiving Jesus Christ, the light of the world. You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. So we read in John 13 and 13. And there Jesus was speaking to the disciples there in the upper room when he instituted the Lord's Supper and feet washing. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. John chapter 15 and verse 1. Why did Jesus say, I am the true vine? Why didn't he just say, I am the vine? The reason was that there are many religious vines, as it were, that people get connected to that does not give them life. You have to be connected to the true vine to have true life. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So we read in John 15 and 5. We also read in Revelation 1 and 8, where Jesus said in regard to himself, I am Alpha and Omega. In other words, from eternity to eternity. He had no beginning and he'll have no ending. And again, I want to emphasize the fact that life is obtained, spiritual life is obtained only through this Son that I am talking about. And I'm not talking about the literal Son. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Jesus also said in regard to himself, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And the people were offended at that and said, well, man, you're not even 50 years old. But Jesus was talking about his eternity. He is from everlasting to everlasting. I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John 8 and 58. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John 10 and 11. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. John chapter 10 and verse 14. And he also said in John 10:36, I am the Son of God. And then we read in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, where Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter had said of him, Thou art the Christ. And he was talking about the stone that Jesus said he was. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No, he was not talking about Peter being the stone. He was talking about himself there. He is the stone. We read in 1 Corinthians where the Apostle Paul spoke of Christ with the church in the wilderness as they came out of Egypt. And Paul there in 1 Corinthians tells them that they ate of that spiritual meat and they drank of that spiritual rock. And that rock is Christ, not Peter. That rock is Christ. And the church is built upon that rock, Jesus Christ. Pilate asked Jesus, Art thou king of the Jews? Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. In other words, yes, I am. And Pilate tried to release Jesus, but the religious leaders there, opposed to the truth that he was presenting, demanded that he be crucified, and they threatened to go over Pilate's head to go to Rome and have him replaced or removed if he didn't carry out their will in having him crucified. And he finally gave in to them and had them to crucify him. Yes, he was crucified, but thank God on the third day he came forth out of that tomb, and I am he that was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. Jesus said in John 10 and 10, The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And whenever we speak of this verse, we need to understand that Jesus was talking about not only being saved from our sins and having life in him, but also of being filled with the Spirit, being sanctified, having more abundant life. Yes, the saved and sanctified life is indeed the more abundant life, and it can be found only in and through Jesus Christ. And we read in John chapter 12 and verse 46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And I do want to emphasize the fact that life, spiritual life, is found only in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There's no religion, not even the true religion, that can save you from sin. There's only one Savior, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And to deny Him is to deny the way of salvation. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for our precious Lord and Savior, and we thank You for life in and through Him. And we thank You for the privilege of sharing these truths with this congregation today. We trust that You have blessed their hearts through the Word and through the message, and we give You thanks for all that You do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there. We have a number of them. In fact, we have a number of years there in our archives. And also, if you've missed a broadcast or would like to hear one over, you can go to our webpage and hear, because we have an archive of the broadcasts as well. Now, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We would also invite you, if at all possible, to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And then our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week, when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, and the tide is all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hear the news of every land, harmless sins across the waves, onward tears our Lord's command. Thank you.